Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, and MTE's Sharing Change has donated now, get this, more than $11 million to local nonprofits assisting worthy causes right here in our community. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. Today, we're in conversation about the Salvation Army of Rutherford County here, and Misty Ratcliffe joins us. She is the Division's Development and Communications Manager, and we're going to introduce you today to a brand new member of the Murfreesboro team, but not a stranger to work with the Salvation Army. First of all, Misty, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Good to have you here today. We've got a lot of great things to talk about. And I know it's 100 degrees, but we're going to be talking about, you know, Christmas and kettle season and angel tree and that kind of thing this morning as well. But help me introduce the new team member here in Murfreesboro to the folks.
Absolutely. So with us today is Reagan Love. She has been working in the Middle Tennessee area with the Salvation Army for the past 4 years, 2 years with us here in Nashville, 2 years with our divisional headquarters. And now she's come back to be the director of development here for the Murfreesboro Corps. So I will let her, you know, say hello and
awesome.
Tell a little bit about herself.
Yes, and grateful to be here.
Yeah, and good to have you.
Yes, thank you so much. And looking forward to the continued relationship that we have and getting out the good news that we have to share.
Sure thing. So divisional headquarters, were you somewhere not in Nashville, or how did that work for you?
So I was out of Nashville, and I oversaw 8 Corps for our western region for the Kentucky-Tennessee Division.
Okay.
So I go up to the western side of Kentucky and come down all the way down to Murfreesboro, Wilson County. So I'm excited to be able to focus efforts.
Yeah, that was a lot of territory.
It was. It was definitely a lot of travel. Grateful for the opportunity. It was such a great experience, and so I'm glad to be here with this team.
Yeah, and how great is it, Misty, to have someone with this kind of experience come into this role? Because I know that this role has been vacant for a while, just kind of searching for the right person.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing that Reagan was here in the area and was open to coming over and rejoining our mm-hmm. team for this position. She's familiar with the Salvation Army. She's familiar with how things work. And she lives here in Middle Tennessee, so, and has been working with Murfreesboro Corps, so she's familiar with pretty much everything that we would hope our development director sure. would be familiar yeah. with.
Yes. Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Well, it's good to have you here, and Misty, you're going to talk a little bit about Mission Essential Campaign, so maybe explain what you mean by that.
Yeah, so we have been doing these in Nashville for the last few years, and so we're going to do one here in Murfreesboro. And Mission Essential is a general term for our campaign, which is raising funds specifically for a great need to increase or build capacity in a way to support the community. And so we've had this really great opportunity over the last year to get a grant for rent and utility assistance. But with a lot of state-based grants, it is a reimbursable grant, mm-hmm. which means we have to put the money up front, mm-hmm. and then we turn in everything for reimbursement. And that reimbursement can take 60 to 90 days. And so while we have the funds available for our normal month-to-month operating, no problem, we don't necessarily have 60 to 90 days of backup funds mm-hmm. In order to truly utilize the grant. And so we are going to be working in the community to help raise the funds to build up that surplus. And what that means for our donors is we can use those donations 2 and 3 times over again. So your impact is truly going to be 3 times whatever the amount yes. that you initially gave, because we can keep reusing those funds to tide us over until those reimbursements come through. We've been trying to work this grant for several months. We've had people registered. We have about 200 people on a waiting list that,
oh, wow.
that we can't help because we don't have that surplus that we need to be able to pass the money out, but still operate while we're waiting for it to come back. And so we truly want to help neighbors. I mean, this is a homelessness diversionary program where we're saying if you need rent assistance mm-hmm. to stay in your home or you need to keep the lights on, that's what we're trying to get started really well in Murfreesboro, but we're going to need the community's help to do so mm-hmm. Just so that we can have those funds available to give to our neighbors.
Sure. So you're, just to kind of walk myself through it so I understand, if it's a $1,000 grant, you have to put up the $1,000 and then you're reimbursed a month to 2 months later.
And possibly three, yeah.
Possibly three. And then you have to have that, in order to get the grant, you have to have the $1,000, you know. So it makes it a little tougher there, but this seems to be kind of a, I don't know, new fad, or it's a new way that a lot of grants are being done nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I understand why. I mean, if you watch the news, occasionally see something come across about a state grant was given to a nonprofit, but they didn't use the money for the way it was supposed to be used. So this is like a control system that they've put in place. Mm-hmm. To say, turn in the proof that you did what you're supposed to do, and then we'll give the money back.
Right.
I understand completely the mentality.
Sure.
And we're not the only ones that can kind of struggle in this area. There are other nonprofits who get these type of grants who face the same challenges we do. So we're just trying to build that up so that we truly can support the community as well as we have the potential to do.
Mm-hmm. So for those listening, how can they help? If someone's saying, you know what, that's a great way to help, because then I know that the money that I donate is going to be used, you know, 2, 3, 4 times over again. So what would someone need to do to be able to help with this?
So what I would encourage them to do is actually reach out to Reagan. Mm-hmm. She's going to be leading the charge on that campaign. And so her, you can call the main office in Salvation Army Murfreesboro. Got our website, the phone number's on there. I'm sorry, I don't know it off the top of my head. And they can connect you with her. You can also email her. It's reagan.love@uss.salvationarmy.org. It's mm-hmm. a very long email address. But just get in contact with her, and she would be able to guide you through that process.
Okay, yeah, very good. Absolutely. And 895-7071 is
Thank
the
you.
Number, by the way. 615-895-7071. Or just go to SalvationArmyMurfreesboro.org, and from there you can find all kinds of information, what the Salvation Army is and what it does here, how you can help, and all that right there from their website. Our guest, Misty Ratcliffe, she is the Division Development and Communications Manager, and the brand new Murfreesboro Development Director, Reagan Love, is here with us as well. Still have that new car scent, you know. It's very new. How long have you been on the job now?
This is week three.
Week three. Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Absolutely.
So you at least know how to get to places.
Yes,
so.
I did. I arrived here on time.
Well, in one piece. It is Murfreesboro, you know, and hopefully soon enough they'll get that new Salem construction finished so you can, you know, have an easy way in and out. So even though it is so hot outside, Reagan, we are still looking ahead to Christmas, mm-hmm. and the Red Kettle campaign and Angel Tree is such an integral part in what the Salvation Army does. I mean, you really pack into just a couple of weeks a lot of local funding for mm-hmm. the Salvation Army, and mm-hmm. also help a lot of folks in the community. So let's tackle the Red Kettle campaign coming up. So what would you like to pass along about that?
Sure. So as most people know, Red Kettles are our largest annual campaign fundraiser. And so we're already signing up volunteers for the Red Kettle shifts. So you can go to registertoring.com. And for those who want to volunteer and take the Red Kettle Challenge, we are ready to speak to you. And as a reminder, the Red Kettle Challenge is anyone who wants to commit to raising $1,000 in the kettle by covering shifts outside of the stores that are available, or setting up a digital kettle as well online, or making a donation or sponsorship. And then, speaking of those kettle sponsorships, we have multiple options for sponsorships, from $250 for a single kettle for a day, or up to $10,000, which would also give you total kettle takeover for kettles not only here in Murfreesboro, for all of the area command. Mm-hmm. And so they can email me if they have any questions about that at the same email, reagan.love@uss.salvationarmy.org. And so we will also be hiring some bell ringers, and if we have more information about that coming in October, but if you're interested, please reach out to us.
Okay.
And also, our kettle campaign this year is $75,000.
Okay. And you have kettles all over Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Laverne. So anyone listening in that maybe lives in the north end of the county, they can help participate in this too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be great.
Now, so is it still kind of shifts of several hours at a time? And is that kind of how we're still working with that? Three hour shifts?
Yes. 3 hour shifts. I think we've changed that since last year. It's we do 3 hour shifts now.
Okay.
For volunteers.
And, you know, I guess kind of what you're asking is, let's say you're a local business owner and you want to take a day and let your staff take turns coming out to
yeah.
ring the bell and man the kettle. That's a great way to build, you know, community spirit within your company too.
Absolutely. And it's so fun. I remember I did that as I was part of the Salvation Army and actually in Florida. We actually all took turns and it was a great time. We had so much fun.
Well, you didn't have to worry about those cold days down there. Maybe rainy days, but
yes.
You might have, you know, 75 degree weather, 80 degree weather one day here, and then it's in the 30s the next. So
that's right.
Welcome
that's right.
to Tennessee.
Right. Bundle up. But it's fun. It's
Certainly.
Fun to bundle up.
It is. And it kind of gets you in the spirit. Does kettle season start right around Thanksgiving, just after, something like that?
Yes, it's going to start, I think, the weekend before Thanksgiving this year. If not, it's the weekend after, but I'm pretty sure we're starting like the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Okay. And it's kind of usually a slow rollout. Some places you begin sooner than others,
yes.
but mm-hmm. Just look for a lot of the retailers. And registertoring.com, that's how you sign up to do shifts and things like that.
Yes, absolutely. That's for shifts for volunteering. And then if you wanted to ask about the Red Kettle Challenge, you can email me directly.
Now, you mentioned sponsorships. How do the sponsorships work?
So you can do different levels of sponsorships from $250 all the way up again to $10,000. And that's just the $250 really represents one kettle for one day.
Okay.
And then beyond that, you know, just adding days, hours to that. And you can also contact me and we would be happy to talk to you about what is all included with that.
Great. Well, before our time gets away, I want to make sure we have time to talk about Angel Tree as well. And you've got two of the largest things that Salvation Army does go on it simultaneously.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
So what do we need to know about Angel Tree?
Sure. So registration is open for families by the end of September, but go ahead and follow our Facebook because that's where we will be announcing, especially on our Facebook. If you haven't already, follow us. Go ahead and follow us so you can have access to that service this year. And then for any corporations who are interested in adopting angels in mass, you can email me the same email address. And then for anyone who's wanting to volunteer for our Angel Tree in December, so that's, you know, getting all of the packages together, handing them out to the families, you can reach out to allison.whitmore@uss.salvationarmy.org. Allison Whitmore is taking care of organizing our volunteers for Angel Tree, and she can help you schedule those shifts. And that's Allison.
Okay.
Whitmore.
Very good. And, you know, I know in the past that, well, Misty or mm-hmm. Reagan, either one, how do you determine which families are helped? Do you still go within the school system? Does the school system still help give some information about who could be helped?
Yeah, so we're going to be partnering with some of the same groups that we've been partnering with in past years. Mm-hmm. And then there will come a point where that kind of happens before we open it up to the public.
Sure.
And then there will become a point where it will open up to the public for online applications. And then it's based on an established need, and we'll have instructions and everything on the website of, you know, what kind of documents you'll need, what kind of information you'll need before you sign up, so that you've got all of that in your hands before you start filling out the form. And so we'll have all of that up by mid-September,
okay.
including the date that we will officially open up the application portal.
Gotcha. And Reagan, you said that was mainly going to be on the Facebook page?
Yes, it'll be announced on Facebook.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I'm not sure on our website.
Yes, it'll be on the mm-hmm. website too.
Okay.
It's just if they're following Facebook, you're more likely just to see it scrolling
sure.
versus remembering
yes.
to go check the website,
yeah.
you know, constantly.
And if you turn on the notifications there
yeah.
when you like the Salvation Army Murfreesboro page for that,
exactly.
just be sure to make that you've got the Murfreesboro page. I'm sure there are a lot of them out
yes.
there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put a link on the podcast to help folks find that
awesome.
As well. So
great.
Very good. Registertoring.com to be able to sign up for those Red Kettle, I guess, shifts that, mm-hmm. that are going on. And one more quick thing too, Reagan. It's a great family thing. If you've got can take a shift, and you and the kids and mom and sit there and ring the bell and have a good time.
Yes, and we definitely encourage that because we know that our donors are excited to see families out. And it's such a beautiful thing, such a great time of year to share that kind of that quality with your children, to volunteer your time to help raise funds for those who that need our assistance.
Well, the website is SalvationArmyMurfreesboro.org. And again, on the podcast, I'll put some links on there so you can find out where to go for all of the different things that we've talked about today. Good to have you, Reagan.
Thank you so much.
Anything
I appreciate you.
We can do to help, let us know. Okay.
Great. Thank you so much.
Misty, thanks for coming in and arranging everything here. And that will do it here for our show today. And again, if you came in a little late, missed part of the information, or I didn't get the email address that was mentioned, I'll have the podcast up shortly at WGNSradio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, YouTube Music, all those places. You can find it there and on our website and the video, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Have a great day, everybody. See you back here next time.